And welcome back to WSHIT's continuing coverage of Crabapple Summer Beer Festival. It just so happens that our brand new reporter, Billy Drangus, has pulled the short straw on this particular assignment. Billy, what can you tell us about this year's Summer Beer Festival? Have you had an opportunity to try a few of the brand new brews?
And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news. Apparently, Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball. Apparently, you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy. And I've never, ever been on live television. I never, ever be on live television. Apparently, I already went down the super slide. When I went down the water, I was scared half to death. I just freak out.
Sounds like a sack full of fun, Billy. We'll get back to you. We'll let you collect your thoughts. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break,
he's 100 feet down in the ocean, and then the whale eats him up and then drops him off up top.
He's like, sorry about eating you. Let me give you a ride up.
And does he push him with his tongue out of his mouth? Like,
I want to see video. It went down. Yeah.
Of all the things not to be recorded on video, this. It's like just like the Bigfoot show. They had the same cameraman as the guy from Billy from the Bigfoot show.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I've been trying real hard.
A couple of weeks ago, Chrissy, my friend, we reached one half of 1 million listeners, downloads, listens to this program.
That's huge.
Over 350,000 people, well over a quarter of a million people, listening to this show. Since our inception.
That's so exciting.
It's
Thank you,
very
listeners.
Exciting. Thank you.
Downloaders.
201 countries of 207 available countries have listened to our program.
Who,
yes.
Who are we missing?
Don't know. Antarctica and Antarctica. Kirk left us a comment and said, dude's voice made it 4 minutes in, and that's 4 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. You suck. Thanks, Kirk.
Yeah.
incredibly insightful criticism.
Very, yeah.
Thank you for the advice.
Very thoughtful.
We forwarded that on to our HR department. We will get back to you as soon as possible. Yes. Hey, and by the way, you seem to have a great voice. And you're spelling in all capitals and with letters and numbers.
The next episode of the commercial break starts now.
Happy New Year. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. I hope you're doing well, as we are. Lots and lots of things to celebrate. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, I just got back from a whale's mouth. Did you hear about this shit?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's fucking bananas.
Yes,
it's fucking bananas.
Into the mouth of the whale
like fucking Moby Dick.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it. It's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, I know.
It's the most, insane thing I've ever heard in my life. How do you get in and out of a whale's mouth?
I don't know. He did something, right?
At first, I was like, clearly this is a bunch of horse shit. Like, no one goes inside and outside of a whale's mouth. That doesn't happen. Who gobbles up a human? And just the knowledge, I mean, he has a breathing apparatus on, too. So he's a big, bulky human, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, shit. He said it took him a minute to figure out
what was going on.
Yeah. He thought he had been hit by, like, a wave or into a rock or something like that. And then he realizes he's in the whale's mouth and he starts punching his way out.
I'm actually in a whale's mouth.
Hey, dude, let me out!
I love the comment that his wife said he needs to quit his job.
Seriously. You don't... I would never go near an ocean again.
No.
Ever.
I mean, that's
at all.
Scary.
I wouldn't take a bath. I'd be scared of the shower. I wouldn't want to brush my teeth. I'd be like, no. I'm afraid a human's going to go in there. I mean, it's just literally insane to me, this story. Yeah. And at first, like I said, at first, I just had a hard time even believing it was true. I thought, well, clearly this guy is like the town drunkard. And he's like, oh, guess what? I went into whale's mouth. I went into whale's mouth and I came out of the whale's mouth. You got your dingus and your dungus.
Right.
But then you realize that the guy is like legit. He's been doing this for 30 or 40 years. Yeah. Everyone that knows him respects him. He like manages a small little company and he's like, I went into a whale's mouth. I mean, what can I say? And the guy's acting like it's no big deal. He's like, yeah, well, whale's mouth.
It happens.
I was down there. Whale came up, just ate me up, spit me out. I don't know. It's Tuesday. Got to get back on the water. Excuse me. Got to get back to work. It's like, holy shit, dude. Yeah. You are a man of steel.
Yeah.
You go into a whale's mouth. You get spit back out, and then you're on the job the next day. Scare me away from work altogether.
Right.
Just be like, I'm retiring. I don't care how homeless
that's my
I am.
Cue.
I'm never going back to that job again.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that's my cue. Exit stage left or out of the whale's mouth. And the craziest part is there are now. Listen, I think these animal like behavioralist people. I understand it's an actual legitimate practice on like podcasting, but. But these animal behavioralists, some of them are saying the whale spit him out above the surface on purpose.
Uh-huh.
Like he was trying to help the dude out.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Then you get the thing. Then you take it down like an extra rabbit hole, like I do,
yes.
Right? And I say to myself, was the guy in imminent danger? Like, was there a shark around that he didn't know about? And the whale was like, oh. We got Mr. Fisherman in trouble.
Oh, okay. Maybe he did it to save him.
Since my little baby fins can't grab him.
Let's go that route. I like the idea that the whale was saving him.
Maybe he smelled the guy was about to have a stroke or I don't know, yeah. Like something. He was like, oh, got to save this little shithead human out here. And you know, since I don't go with my little baby wings, I can't catch anything.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat him up, spit him out. Right? He has no teeth. So yeah. He was never in any fear of actually being harmed. And apparently they said, listen, the opening of the whale's mouth is about the size of a cantaloupe. So there was zero chance he was getting, his throat is the size of a cantaloupe.
Oh, okay.
While the mouth
huge.
Must apparently be the size of a semi-truck.
Yes.
I mean, how do you get a human into your mouth? It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyway, good for you, dude.
I know. Best to you.
Best to you. Best party story ever.
Right.
That time I went into a whale's mouth and he spit me out up at the top of the surface.
Yeah.
He's 100 feet down in the ocean. And then the whale eats him up and then drops him off up top. He says, hey, sorry about eating you. Let me give you a ride up. And does he push him with his tongue out of his mouth like
I
want to see
how
video
it went down. Yeah.
Of all the things not to be recorded on video, this it's like just like the Bigfoot show.
No.
They had the same cameraman as the guy from Billy from the Bigfoot show.
Never. Oh, I'm sorry guys. I've been trying real hard.
I just don't
know where to point the camera sometimes, so I point it down at the ground. I get scared, so I point it down at the ground. You say run, I run the other way.
Keep up with it. I know Jeff and I watched a couple other episodes of the show, and it is really funny.
The most ridiculous show you've
it's
ever
so
seen.
Ridiculous.
Like I said, it is daring you to believe it. It's daring you to take it seriously. It's like, I'll show you in your Dorito covered hand finger balls to change the channel. It is the stupidest show I've ever seen, but it's so stupid it's funny. It's like satirically funny, you know, like Spinal Tap, right?
Right,
is a movie about a band
fake
who ended
band.
Up being a fake band, who ended up being a real band,
yes.
Right? And so at some point you just didn't know what was truth or what was not.
Right.
I mean, back then, now of course we all know that the joke. It's the funniest movie, one of the funniest
really
movies
is.
Ever,
yeah.
Right? But so is this show. It reminds me of Spinal Tap. Like these guys clearly aren't serious,
right?
I was down by the whacking tree. Where we all like to take it out and whack it, get a little privacy. I threw a rock down, it came right back up.
Didn't he say too that the one guy fell into what was supposed to be a river, but it was a big puddle?
It was a big puddle. A river. Look at there. Here he comes. John Pop Pop Popper Bigfoot. Get him. Keep up with him. He's skinny now. Woohoo! I'm John Popper.
That was a fun episode.
Oh my God, so much fun. We'll do it again, I promise. Yeah. TCBpodcast.com is where you go to read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I. You can watch all the video. You can listen to all the audio right there from one location. No need to go to multiple locations for that kind of information. You can get it right at TCBpodcast.com. Why do anything else? If you'd like to text us or leave us a message, 470-584-8449. Standard text messaging rates do apply for those of you out of the country. Now, you just got a couple more days. And by my estimation, just a couple more, few more days.
Yep.
To enter into the contest to win $500 in gold dot gift cards of your choice. But this is what you got to do. You got to go to @thecommercialbreak on Instagram. You must follow us. You must leave a comment. There's a post there. You'll see it. It says $500 giveaway. You must leave a comment quoting your favorite line from your favorite episode or a comment about your favorite line from the episode. We will reply when we do. You're instantaneously entered into win to $500. Make sure you tag a friend. Or you can do the same thing, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Now, we realize you can't tag a friend in the YouTube comments, so just find your favorite episode or listen to watch your favorite episode and leave a comment under there, and you will be entered in to win. Okay, now, let's get to the exciting news.
Yes.
Don't find us on Clubhouse. Just making sure I want to make sure my messages are clear. I don't want them to get scrambled. Right. So in an effort to keep the messages clear, if you haven't been with us in a while, forget Clubhouse. We're not into that. Here's the exciting news. I think it's time that we all just take a minute and think about a couple of things. Let's reflect on what's been happening over the last year and some change.
Okay.
It's the State of the Break Address.
Okay.
I here do, hence the thereforth, that today shall be the time when I update all of thou, them, their listeners on the State of the Break. It shall be known as State of the Break Day. This, the whatever day of whatever month you are happen to be listening to the show. Every once in a blue moon, I shall give a State of the Break address in order to update and identify ongoings and comings and goings of this there, thee, there commercial break. So let us all now bow in prayer and say hello.
Salute.
Salute. Let us bow in prayer and salute to the flag of the break.
Do we have a flag?
Yes, we do. Here it is. Waving in the flatulence of the TCB studio air. Waving underneath the extremely dangerous fan that has been hanging on by one screw for the entire life of the commercial break. Thank you very much.
Woo!
Here it is. Are you ready?
Yes.
We've been doing this show for a year and some change. I think we might be getting close to a year and a, not a year and a half, year and five or 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. Did we start in April? Of last year.
April 15th of last year. Okay. It's June 15th. Carry the one minus three. A plus B. A plus J equals C.
Okay.
And what that means is we've been doing the show for a while. We are some odd episodes in, just short of 100. And a couple of weeks ago, because I wanted to do this a couple of weeks ago, but we did do this a couple of weeks ago, but then I forgot to turn on the microphone. So, you know, another episode, Lost in Space. Lost in Space! A couple of weeks ago, Chrissy, my friend, we reached one half of 1 million listeners, downloads, listens to this program.
That's huge.
Over 350,000 people, well over a quarter of a million people, listening to this show since our inception.
That's so exciting. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
Downloaders.
201 countries of 207 available countries have listened to our program.
Who are we missing?
Don't know. Antarctica and Antarctica. What is it? Antarctica and Transarctica.
Okay.
Okay. Those two locations are not mappable. There is no IP addresses there. So I don't even know if anybody would listen there. If they could listen there. I don't think it's inhabited by anybody, quite
frankly. They might have downloaded it and then traveled.
It's very possible. We have had exactly one commercial break sighting. One person notice us in a crowd. I think it's because I was had my dog walking around the hotel lobby.
Did you have the t-shirt on too?
No, because if I did, then I certainly would have called bullshit on myself. I don't believe any of this is true, by the way. I'm like, it's hard to wrap your head around how many people have listened to the commercial break. Yeah. It's hard to wrap your head around how many downloads there really are. It's an immense amount of traffic for a podcast that in podcast years is not that old. Mm-mm. You know, some people have been doing this for 10 years, almost 12 years, almost. And I think it's safe to say, just based on statistics alone, that most people will be waiting well into their fifth or sixth year to get 500,000 downloads.
Okay.
That's just statistically speaking. I'm not speaking about any specific podcast, but the show has really done well for itself. I mean, from that standpoint, has really done well for itself.
Best to you, commercial break.
Thank you. All 51 states have been listening.
Okay.
And do listen every single time we put out an episode. Nice. All 51 states. We are huge in the Netherlands.
Yes.
For what reason, I don't know. Maybe that's just where a server is based and people are pinging the server. Because I found out that could be a thing, right? I don't really know that they're listening from there. But okay. I'm happy to report that the top places listening to our podcast are Denver, Colorado.
Ooh.
New York. Chicago, Illinois. Lincoln, Nebraska. Orlando, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida. Don't forget San Diego, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, Seattle, and Portland.
Nice.
Las Vegas, not really. Not so much Las Vegas. Austin, Texas, and Houston, Texas. Salt Lake City, Utah. All these places are listening to us. In incredibly large numbers.
Okay.
At least 4 or 5 people every time we put out an episode. We're starting a tour. We're coming right to your home. And I don't mean your hometown.
We'll be in your local coffee shop.
Yeah. I'd actually like to borrow your living room and get the other 3 listeners in your town to come. It's our tour. Those damn girls with, two girls in a cup.
What?
What's that podcast that
Girls Gotta Eat?
Girls
Gotta
Eat. Yes. they sell out 4,000 seat arenas and theaters up in New York or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we could fill a living room full of people any one particular place. Maybe Atlanta. Maybe.
With our friends and family.
Maybe Denver. Maybe. Maybe New York. Possibly. Probably Denmark. But I have no idea where we would go in Denmark.
I don't even know
that people are listening for real. It might be a joke. Like we might be passed around as a joke. Listen to these idiots. They make fun of sex dolls. Here's sex dolls are reigning queen of life. You're so not woke. So that's it. We're here. We've arrived. Where, I don't know, and for how long, I'm not sure. But I just wanted to say the following very sincere things. Thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank me. Quite frankly, the show is not possible without me.
It's not.
Without me, the show is not possible.
Although we recently discussed if you happen to die, which I hope you don't,
then
Astrid and I would take over.
Yes.
And we would reach superstar status.
Superstar status.
And you would turn over in your grave.
What if I passed away and Astrid came in behind the microphone and you went from 500,000 downloads in a year and a half to 500,000 downloads in a month?
Yeah.
People were like, oh, thank God that fucking blowhard is gone. Jackass. But I think it's also important to thank a couple of notable human beings. Number one, Astrid, who has been tirelessly working on this program since day one. She never stops. She never complains directly to my face about
it. Yes.
although I've heard her grumbling a lot under her breath because I am a hard customer to deal with. I like things the way I like things and I don't want them any other way. And we have to thank our friend Tina, who has helped out with the show also. A big, great, big hug thank you to Gustavo, who also does a lot of work for the program behind the scenes.
Yep.
All of our regular listeners, William, Sarah, Danny, my brother Danny.
I'll give Jeff a shout out.
Jeff's certainly a shout out. Rachel, who's been on the program.
Yes.
Yeah, there's Sandy and Terry and Jiznaz is a guy on YouTube who's been sending me comments. Okay, great.
Nice.
Jiznaz. Great name. Jiznaz. Jiznaz.
Is that like jizz nozzle?
Yeah, it's like a jizz nozzle. Right in your dingus, you dingus. And all of the people who have been listening since the very beginning, of which there are probably four of you.
Right.
But all of the people who have we've picked up along the way, every person, every one of you who is listening in your car while you take a run, while you're picking up your children from school, you're a horrible parent, while you are doing whatever it is you're doing, every time that you turn on the commercial break, it's affirmation that whatever we're doing here behind the microphone is resonating. You're enjoying it. And there's really no other way for us to know unless you actually reach out and touch base with us, which has been happening a lot also.
Yes.
So we thank you on both accounts. We want you to be involved in the show. We like to think it's a two-way street, but you know, if we're only talking to you, then it's really just a one-way street. So if you ever have any comments or you want any content reviewed or you think you have something funny to talk about on the show or you want to come on the show because you have a funny story or interesting whatever,
just reach out.
We're easy. We'll respond. I promise. One of us or someone in the crew will respond to you. And you know, we'd like to talk to you. So please continue to reach out. So I now must state our goals moving forward. It is now our goal to get 501,000 downloads before the end of the year.
Okay.
That's an additional 1,000 downloads. I'm going to set the bar low, and that way we can accomplish these goals with ease.
Uh-huh.
I don't want any drama happening. Plus, it just depends on how many shows we actually have to record before one gets on the air. So let's review where we've been. We started this show on April 15th, 2020, the year of our Lord pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Which was April 15th, you got to remember, was just at the beginning of all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Right when the shutdowns were starting to happen, the mask mandates and all that other stuff were starting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I had originally had an idea that I was going to do a show about commercial real estate, hence the name The Commercial Break.
Yes.
But because the business that I am in is pretty secretive, or at least people like to keep it a secret. When you're spending hundreds of million dollars, you know, building a building, you don't want your private financial information out there in the world, right? I quickly realized that if I wanted to keep my day job, which I had hoped that podcasting would be my day job, but I had no idea back then. But if I wanted to keep my day job, I couldn't do it. Plus, I didn't want to talk about my fucking work for fucking another 4 hours a week.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Yeah, it is kind of boring, actually. I mean, it could be exciting. But then again, I certainly run the risk of lawsuits and people not doing business with me and all this other stuff.
Wait, hold on. I have an idea.
Yes.
I think what you should do is possibly start a 900 number line.
Ah,
you can reveal shocking.
Secret commercial real estate.
Shocking.
Secret commercial real estate secrets.
Yes.
Shocking.
Confessions.
He built a building. Shocking. And so then I told him, put an elevator in it. Shocking confessions.
Hi, this is Brian. What's your name?
I'm Judy.
Hi, Judy. Do you want to know shocking confessions of the commercial real estate industry?
Yes, I do.
One time, I added an extra zero onto the preferred equity stack of a 3-story building, and no one found out.
Shocking!
Nice.
One time, the developer forgot to pay the landscaper for 2 months, and a lien was on the building.
Shocking!
One time, the engineer decided that the air conditioning units went on the right side of the roof!
Oh my God.
Shocking!
What?
You get it. It was a pretty boring adventure. But I actually did record a couple of episodes for that, on video, I go back and I look at it. And, oh my God, it's so bad! I am so bad. I'm like, hey, I'm Brian Green, and today this is Commercial Real Estate Daily. Welcome to The Commercial Break. Today in news, Sim Group buzz and blah 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 blah. Meanwhile, my wife is behind the camera, like. And I was like, what do you think? And she's like, yeah, sure. You want to run with that?
Sure.
You
want to run with that?
You want to run with that? Yeah, why not? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know. I'm picturing Astrid. Building.
She was. She had like the ring light. Poor and she was getting Astrid. It all ready. And I was sitting at a table.
She has real love.
I know
for you.
She does. I was sitting at a table and I'm like, "Hi, I'm Brian Green, and welcome to the commercial break today on Real Estate Daily."
Okay, so that
today on Real Estate Daily, apartments get built. Apartments get built, people move in.
Next.
More shocking news next. Breaking news, another building has an elevator. Shocking.
Right.
Okay,
so that lasted for how long?
A week. I did two episodes of that. It lasted a week. Then I wanted to do a show where I was going to do the show all about me and my personal opinions, and I was going to find people with extraordinarily opposite opinions,
right.
Like extremely unpopular opinions.
Yes.
Like incels and Nazis and, you know, racists and all this stuff. And I was going to bring them on the show and try and have a conversation. I know. So we try Geraldo Rivera. Right. And get to the bottom of things, right?
Yeah.
I was going to find out what made them tick and why did they think that way.
Yeah.
Not all the talking points, but the actual minutia, like the actual, like, where did you go wrong? Like,
right, kind of right.
Without yeah.
being, what happened yeah, to your
without
brain?
The normal screaming match that goes on between the things.
Yeah.
I found that, you know, anybody that I talked to about this online basically said no, or they were just assholes in the first, like they didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Right? And if they did want to have something to do with it, you could see that they were not going to be sincere about anything. They were just going to push their talking points and their agendas like most people do.
Yeah.
And so, and again, boring. Like yeah. there's a million people who do that kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
So then sometime in late March, I called Chrissy or I texted her and I said, listen, I have this idea for a podcast. And she said, great. What's the idea? And I said, it's a podcast. I intend to turn on the microphones. See what happens. And I said, you know, do you want to join me for an episode or two? Or maybe, you know, an episode here or there. Yeah. So that
it's a little experiment.
Yeah, like, so I have a little, so occasionally I have a little back and forth with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, let me know. We'll figure it out. I had a microphone here. I bought a microphone for the first commercial break.
Yeah.
I had a microphone here. Uh-huh. Coronavirus was now in full.
Raging.
Yeah, raging. And so I swung by Chrissy's condo building and I threw the microphone
into my car.
Into her car. And said, plug it into your
good
computer.
Good to see you. Did the air huggy thing.
Look at my microphone. And a couple of weeks later.
And I plugged it in.
And
to
she
my
plugged
computer.
It in. And a couple of weeks later, this is what came out.
Gold.
Gold. Podcast gold. I'm sorry you're going to have to suffer for the next 5 minutes through this, but I'm going to show you, in case you haven't heard, I'm going to let you listen to what the very first part of the very first commercial break
yeah.
sounded like. Turn down your speakers if you want to. Hi, and welcome. I'm Brian Green, host of the commercial. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Brian Green.
Welcome.
Welcome. Have you already turned the program off? I don't blame you. What was I going for here? What angle was I taking on this? I don't know. I don't know why I felt this was so funny, but I did. I thought it was so funny. Commercial break. I'm a son, a father, a husband, a passionate pragmatist. A passionate pragmatist? Pragmatic, pragmatic, pragmatic. Hell no, we won't go unless you're being pragmatic.
Passionate.
Passionate pragmatist. I think that's just because I had two P's. So stupid, Brian. Just
a Facebook doctor and a Twitter epidemiologist.
Well, that is true.
Yes. I started the commercial break after the world suddenly...
I started the commercial break exactly 1 minute ago when I turned on the microphone. As if we had been doing it for years. I started the commercial break back in 1962.
Lockdown in early 2020. It's like we're in a real-life commercial break. Every podcast, we'll interview experts and idiots alike.
If we didn't interview anybody. Anytime we interview anybody, it's a big fucking train wreck that we don't run.
I think we interviewed Jeff and Rachel.
Jeff and Rachel and God and Oscar. And, I mean, there's been a couple, Dr. Sin. You know, there's been a couple, but, you know, we keep on inviting. Who's that guy? We keep on inviting. Who's the guy that we keep on inviting?
Wally?
No, not Wally.
We got him finally.
The famous guy. We keep on inviting
Zac Efron
onto the show. He keeps on ignoring us, so we pretend like he's inviting us to the show. We haven't invited... I don't know. Anyway, this was a blueprint for what we thought was going to happen.
Yes.
We'll give advice on how to survive this lockdown with only high-speed internet, Netflix, food, and air conditioning. We'll talk to people with opposing viewpoints, and we'll get the stories behind them.
What? We never did that.
Together, we'll dive deep into the world during and after the age of Corona. So enjoy the episode.
It is the age of Aquarius.
It has Corona.
The age of the Black Plague. Is that like the Bronze Age?
It's kind of like the Corona age. Only it's shit stained.
Of this commercial break.
That music in the background, too, is classic.
Oh,
my God.
I know.
It's like a harp.
Sounds like a dying cat.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars in the real estate market recently because you've been scammed by scammy scammers? Don't worry. I have spent at least 13 seconds learning how to turn the tables. You too can be a Nigerian real estate scammer online for free. I'm going to show you how to make multiple fake Facebook pages, and you're going to become the king of internet marketing. Buy my series now today, $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. And right now, if you act quickly, I'm going to throw in another package for $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. It's a deal you can't beat. Send it to a friend. Send it to a family. Give it to your dog. It doesn't matter. Everyone's going to be making money on this brand new series.
Okay. So this may be the only funny part of the first 26 episodes. At least I thought it was funny.
Yes.
This is a voicemail.
And that was actually a voicemail.
It's a voicemail that I recorded. I left Jeff after a long night of drinking at a restaurant one night. We were talking about real estate and the get rich.
The scammy scammers.
The scammy scammers. That's right. So we managed to push one funny thing. So I thought I had this voicemail. I happened to be listening to it when I was editing the show because I thought it was funny. And I was like, oh, I should put that in there. And the music for the commercial break was chosen because I wanted to find some music to play under that voicemail.
Oh, okay.
And that's the music I felt was a good fit for this for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And it stuck as the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
love it.
Listen to the train wreck that is the first minute of this show. It's a train fucking wreck.
This is episode one.
Episode one.
Season one.
Minute one.
Coming up on this episode of The Commercial Break. We're going to get you a microphone eventually. It sounds perfectly fine, to be honest with you. You sound perfectly fine. So,
no, you don't.
Yeah.
You sound like you're in a train tunnel. And I'm like, next shift on this episode of the Crash Fake. You sound fine. Everything's fine. That sounds great.
You sound perfectly.
That's Dolby stereo quality right there. Steven Spielberg should be ashamed of himself. It's already the best podcast in the world. I'm surprised more people haven't already tuned in. I'm surprised we don't have a line of people waiting to download the podcast.
I don't even think I knew that you were recording. I thought we were still just trying to get set up.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, oh, press record. I guess that's what you do. I had no idea. No clue.
Oh, that's good news. However, looking at a map.
I was nervous.
We all were. We had no idea what was going on. None. Meanwhile, Jeff's in the background, like, hey, what's up, dude?
What are these two doing
now? I'm like, nothing, just trying to record a podcast.
What are these
cool,
two
I'll be back here
now?
Talking over you guys. I know. What are these two fucking morons doing? My marriage would be
Chrissy
perfect.
Chrissy and Brian.
If it wasn't for her friendship with Brian. People, let me tell you about my best friend. We get into
He's
more
been
trouble.
He's so supportive, I know. Though. Yeah, I have to say.
Astrid, too.
I know. Meanwhile, Our spouses
are amazing people. They probably have a WhatsApp group going for themselves.
They probably do. Yeah, they're probably talking to each other.
These two morons. just let them have their fun for a couple of years, and then we'll tell them the bad news. It's been us doing all the downloading. What if it's just Astrid and Jeff jumping from IP address to IP address downloading?
Denmark.
Yeah. I've got 212,000 Overcast accounts.
down in Atlanta. Yeah, use your FaceTime camera. You have to go back to the permissions? Oh my God, back to the
allow OS permissions. I have to go back security. To the permissions. Okay.
I can't even listen. Like, it's just so bad.
Why did
bad.
You record this?
I don't know. Not only did I record it, I actually played it on the as if it was part of the episode. It was part of the episode. Oh, it's just so bad. I've said this a million times, and I'll go back and I'll say it again. I wish we could do those first 10 episodes, with the exception of Shamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah.
In the garbage, because yeah. they really are bad. But you got to remember, it's like we're a work in progress.
It's I like think, a time
yeah,
capsule.
I think episode number 79 is bad, and we just recorded that a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, I guess we're just always, you know, a work in progress.
Yes, evolving,
but,
learning.
We always try and give you the best show that we possibly can.
Yeah.
At the time. Yeah, at the time. Some people are going, what's changed? They're acting as if things are different. They're acting as if all of a sudden, poof, the show got better. Some people are probably like, I actually liked episode number one. Episode number 80, not so great.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I would share. And so,
what did we even talk about in that episode? Now you have me intrigued. What?
The coronavirus. I think we certainly talked about the coronavirus. Yeah. I asked you how you were doing. You asked me how I was doing.
Yeah.
We shared that about our, you know, going to the grocery store and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then I don't really remember what happened after that. What was the name of the first episode?
I don't know.
I don't know either. And you know what? I never named them anything, you know, appropriate anyway. So you wouldn't know. Hold on one second. I'll go back and I'll look.
That's too funny.
Hold on one second.
I remember, I think it's like episode 3. It's still pretty funny to this day. I can't remember what
Shamalama Ding Dong?
Is that it?
Yeah, Shamalama Ding Dong. okay, hold on one second. Oh, Lions and Tigers and Affairs. Oh my. We talked about Lion King. That's what we talked about. The Lion King. Not Lion King. The Lion Guard. What is that fucking show?
Oh, Tiger King.
Tiger King.
How was we talked about Lion the King. Cartoon? The
Lion we talked about...
Tiger King. That was just fresh. Freshly out.
Everybody was talking about it. We were, you know, so original in our content creation.
No.
Hey, let's do a show about Tiger King. No one's covered that. Everybody was covering it, by the way. So we talked about the cut Tiger King, and I think we might have gotten a few laughs out of the back of the episode, but it was really bad.
Yeah.
And so thank you for sticking with us. And if you haven't heard that episode, don't bother. It's just really,
don't
bother.
Worry
about it. Go listen to Shamalama Ding Dong. There are some laughs, I think. That's maybe when we start to kind of formulate the thought about what the show might be. And then I would say somewhere around Christmas time, like COVID Christmas Castle.
The COVID Christmas Castle.
Yeah, is when things just get absurd and funny, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, you've stuck with us. You've built this podcast just as much as we have, probably more. You're actually responsible for all the success we've had. We then, you know, we tried to go to Patreon. You didn't follow us, so we left Patreon. I actually think there might be still one person paying for Patreon over there.
Danny.
It's Danny, my brother. He's like, ah, poor kids. No. All they want to do is podcast. All they want to do is make some money.
Oh my God.
So we go to Patreon. We come back because clearly that's not working. You guys aren't, we're not ready yet, right? There's the audience is too, we thought with 600 people downloading every single week.
Yeah, they were just going to
400 of them were going to run over and pay. Four of them went over and paid.
Yep.
And two of them card got declined. So and maybe we'll revisit that someday in the future. But then we decide, okay.
Then we did the break room.
We did the break room, which was another failed, fantastic idea of mine. Let's do the break room. It's an email club. And with the break room, you're going to get an email every month.
It's shocking secret.
Shocking secret. That's right. The first one we put was candy that gave you bad diarrhea.
Yes, it was. I remember having a conference call with you and Astrid in my car for some reason. we were talking about it.
We're talking about
like, I'm going to order this candy and make everybody shit.
I'm going to read the reviews online and then I'm going to eat the candy and see if it happens to me.
Yeah. That was our content.
That was our content.
We did really good. The email newsletter.
And then I think I put an Old Country Buffet commercial inside of the newsletter, thinking it was funny. Anywho.
We stopped that.
We stopped that. Now, we had about pivoted. Two of those.
We did it too.
We pivoted to the next stupid thing. So then somewhere early this year, someone approached us and the podcast was really starting to kind of grow and somebody approached us and said, hey, we can sell sponsorships for you. We can hook you up with sponsorships where you can make some revenue. We'll handle all of that stuff. It's called an ad network.
Yeah.
Our ad network is AdvertiseCast as of right now, when you're listening to this, it's called AdvertiseCast. Great bunch of people over there. Mm-hmm. And they have really treated us right. And because of that particular transaction, because of that, you know, getting on that ad network, we now do two episodes a week, and we're going to provide this content for free. All you got to do is listen to some ads, and if you're so inclined, then, you know, use our special URLs and codes whenever you want to enjoy our sponsors' services or products. That's all we ask. I think it's kind of a small ask, 2 or 3 minutes of some sponsorships that we do ourselves. So sometimes they're funny and most of the time they're not, just like the rest of the show. So then we did that. Okay, so now we're getting going. So then over the last couple of months,
the wheels are turning on the train.
The show's gaining steam. You know, every month we're growing. And then so now over the last couple of months, what has happened is all of a sudden people have started getting engaged in the program. They've been like reaching out to us and talking to us about content ideas and giving us reviews and commenting and rating and reviewing and subscribing and all that other stuff. So I thought that at 500,000 downloads, now would be a fantastic time to discuss some of the more recent reviews that have come in.
Oh, okay.
Or comments that have come in about our podcast. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. Page 2. Sorry, everybody.
Why is that light blinking?
It's blinking because...
you're just want to check.
Is that light blinking mean that we're talking to nobody? Well, we're probably still talking to nobody, but we are recording.
Okay.
Nobody's listening. Everyone's tuned out at this point. Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Okay. Kirk says... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just lost my... Hold on a second. I'm reading my own handwriting, and I was like, why did I say it's a good time to be good? What does that mean? Kirk left us a comment and said, dude's voice made it 4 minutes in, and that's 4 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. You suck. Thanks, Kirk.
Yeah.
incredibly insightful criticism.
Very,
Thank you for the advice.
Very thoughtful.
Forwarded that on to our HR department. We will get back to you as soon as possible. Yes. Hey, and by the way, you have a great, you seem to have a great voice, and you're spelling in all capitals and with letters and numbers. I think you should host the show.
Was that on YouTube?
It was on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, the people on YouTube are, I'm sure they're 13-year-old boys. Okay. I'm convinced of this, right? The way that they talk and the way that they spell and all this other stuff. Daniel says about our episode regarding threesomes. It's great if everyone has a clear understanding before you all get together. If you can discuss it beforehand in the conversation, that way the three-way, it's not like a permanent thing that is eternal. It will obviously be everyone, like they say, a stupid tattoo, because any time of people they walk away, no guess how everyone can stand to walk away.
Okay. Well.
Thanks.
That was very constructive.
Thanks.
I was following it for the first part, but then I lost.
I think the point was there was no following that comment.
Okay.
And you know what? This may not be his first language.
I couldn't tell, too, if he was talking about us trying to have a conversation about what we're going to do before the show.
Here's how I felt while I was reading that comment.
Before you have a threesome.
Crack is whack.
Luke says about my threesome, you may need higher T levels. Get your testosterone checked. True. Here's one. It says, you guys should be ashamed of yourself. Seriously. That comment came from Adolf Hitler.
What?
Adolf Hitler is the name, the YouTube name.
Oh my God.
Adolf Hitler.
Okay, well, I think he might need to be ashamed of himself, but...
Jenny says of Brian, Who would want to sleep with you? Your voice is like walking on glass and your face is disgusting.
God.
Die from the internet.
Okay.
Okay, Jenny, I can agree with at least half that.
No.
And my wife probably agrees with the other half. Tommy says, Tenny, who I think is a female, or it sounds like a female name. It's got a picture of a female.
Okay.
Says, this podcast should be banned from the entire internet, stupid people. We know the feeling.
Yeah.
By the way, Adolf Hitler, we are ashamed of ourselves constantly. It's just a state of being for us.
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Okay, now here's one. I thought I wouldn't make the whole thing a shit show, right?
Okay, yeah,
I thought I would
thank
end
you.
On
Is
one
there anything good?
Positive one. One. Yeah, we got
okay,
one.
Okay, we got one.
I always look forward to your podcasts, and Frankie B has to be one of my favorites. I'm a machine operator, and you guys make me laugh so loud during the workday. I might look a little crazy laughing at the unknown to my co-workers, but it's well worth it. Thank you for the amazing entertainment. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
You guys are the best.
Aww.
Best to you both.
Best to you both. I love it.
Look at that. Not everybody's a hater.
Hopefully he's still able to operate
just
the machinery, even if he's laughing.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the machinery. That's a she, by the way. That's Tammy. Okay. Yeah, is it Tammy? What was her name? Hold on. I forgot her name. Anyway, it was a she,
okay.
And we thank you so much.
Yeah.
Listen, even those of you who hate us, we thank you so much because at least you're interacting with the show. And it's all in good fun.
Yes.
So there's a lot more. Like, you know, listen. For every 5 great comments, there's 1 shit comment. And
right.
I tend to focus on the shit comic because I think that's human nature.
I think
in
everybody
general.
Does, yeah.
But I don't take any of it too seriously because,
no.
Listen, we, from the beginning, we have said that there is no sacred cow here on the commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
We make fun of everybody with equal measure. We make fun with people, but we also make fun of ourselves too.
Yeah.
We don't care what you do. We don't care who you love. We don't care which sex doll you want to blow. We don't care who you want to dress up as. We don't care, you know, how many ponies you want to fuck. I mean, we just don't care.
No.
It's not in
Each
our
to their own.
Yeah, it's not in our interest to care about what you do because as long as you're a good person, that's all that really matters at the end of the day. However, life is better with a little laughing. And so we're just here giving you a little laughter. And now 350, almost 1,000 of you have listened to this show. I'm sure some of you have dropped off. But and now we're getting close to 550,000 downloads or listens.
Yeah.
And we have to say a big old best to you and happy new year.
Yes,
this has really been an incredible experience, actually. And
Absolutely.
We hope it just keeps on going. And don't worry. As we move into the, as we wrap up this, as we wrap up this, as we wrap up this particular state of the break, I say this to you, my fellow patrons, not Patreons because you didn't decide to come here, but my fellow patrons of the commercial break, I say thank you. And I say fear not and move forward with your listening and your downloading. Every week, Tuesdays and Fridays. Email in. Make sure to contact us, info@tcbpodcast.com. Pick up those phones because no one will pick them up for you. Dial with those fingers, 470-584-8449. Text message away. Be careful of the standard text messaging rates. Do not fear leaving a voicemail. And for God's sakes, follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
In addition
Salute.
To that, we must say, best to you. For you, against all odds, have continued to listen to this stupid fucking program. Without fear of repercussion, without fear of machinery running over your hand while you're laughing. And yes, Hitler, we are ashamed of ourselves. You two can go fuck yourself, Schnizzle Dizzle 22. You two have an obnoxious voice. Dildo Kenny number 33. But guess what? We shall keep on doing the show.
Yes.
All right, and I that's all we can give you for today. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes, watch all the video, listen to all the audio. You can drop us a line, info@tcbpodcast.com. And please do, we might just send you
our flag.
Free swag, our flag. Free swag, commercial break swag being produced right here somewhere. And if you'd like to get a hold of us via text message or voicemail, 470-584-8449. We'd love to hear from you. Standard text messaging rates do apply for those of you out of the country. Remember, only a couple more days. You only have until July 7th, I think it is. July 7th to get your comment in to win the best comment contest and get $500 in Gold Dot gift cards of your choice. Go to @thecommercialbreak. Follow us. Leave your favorite line from your favorite episode. Tag a friend. You're entered in to win. We'll respond to you. And when we do, that's the way you know you're entered. If you want to do that on YouTube, if you'd rather watch us, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Comment on your favorite episode. Thank you for all the people that have been subscribing to the YouTube page. We've got quite a few. Oh. We've gotten like 172 new subscribers in like a week, which may not sound like a lot, but we had 172 subscribers in a year at one point.
Yeah.
So something's happening.
Something is.
Something's happening.
Something good.
Don't know.
Thank you.
Maybe it's the local. Maybe it's the local authorities. Like, keep an eye on these people. Everybody, quick, follow these guys. They're up to no good.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen. I don't know what else.
I think that's it.
That's it. I love you.
I love you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And all of the success, well earned.
Yes.
Yes.
You as well.
Without you, and without me, and without you out there in the listening audience,
yep,
it wouldn't be possible. And so I say best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you. Until next time, when the great commercial break returns, we must bid you adieu and say farewell. Bye. Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Carnot.